The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And as promised, we're going to go to Jamie in Lynchburg, Ohio. I'm assuming that's not Lynchburg, Virginia. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
I am well, thank you.
Hey, I was just wanting to add a comment, too, that Charles Barkley said a long time ago. The man really stands up for what he says. I don't ever recall him ever backing down from anything he's ever said, especially when it comes to his own race and everything, because he made comment a long time ago, I think it was even on one of the news channels, that when he was growing up, that if you were a kid growing up in the community and stuff, that if you were going to school and trying to do things that you wanted to do to make yourself better, you would be put down by the kids and adults and everything and be told that you want to be like Whitey and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the kids couldn't even, you know, they don't seem to have a chance because it seems like everything is against them, you know, and I think that's a lot of the trouble in those communities and stuff. Kids want to make themselves better, but when most of them don't have a father and the mother's got a bunch of kids and trying to work and then they go out on the streets and they're trying to find a father figure, well, they listen to everybody else but who they should listen to.
Yeah.
And like I said, Charles Barkley stated that, and he said that's just the way it was, he said, where he was growing up when he was a kid. But look where he's at now. Who's saying that anybody could do what he's doing if you just put your heart to it and keep at it and don't let people bring you down? I mean, that's what it comes to everybody. It doesn't matter what race you are. It's what's in your heart you want to do, and you got to do it. I mean, you can't let people bring you down. I don't know if he's a Christian or not, but I sure hope he is, because I really have a lot of respect for the man, because, like I said, he does stand for morals and right things and stuff. I mean, he seems like a really decent guy. I mean,
well,
I just wanted to add that.
Well, thank you, Jamie. I appreciate it, because his voice and his message is just incredibly important right now. It really, really is important. And I just honor him for speaking up, because he's going to get a lot of heat. He really is. There's going to be a lot of pushback.
He's had a lot of heat in the past, but I've never seen him back now. Now, I don't know if he will now the way things are, but yeah. I just really doubt it. So, I mean, I hope he does stand his ground like he always has, because that's what makes me think a lot of him. So, but I just wanted to
Jamie,
bring that up, and just you have a good day and everything.
Hey, you as well. Thanks so much for calling. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. All right,
man. We'll see you.
All right. God bless you. Thanks. You know, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have marches in the streets supporting the nuclear family, mother, father, husband, wife? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have protests against the fatherless homes in the black community? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have streets filled with protesting the absolute destruction of the family in minority communities? If you take a look at multiple studies, the family structure is far more important to the future success of the children than the color of their skin. It is much, much more a determinant. The structure of the family is much more a determinant than the color of the skin. And we're not hearing anything about this. I am deeply concerned about racial inequality and what's going on in the inner cities, the minority neighborhoods. But where, and by the way, the breakdown of the family is probably the single greatest problem in the Black community. And again, dozens if not hundreds of studies indicating that. And yet, the Black Lives Matter movement in their own, on their own website. And if you don't believe me, check it out yourself. Please don't take my word for it. On their own website, they cite that they want to tear down the nuclear family. They want to get rid of it. It's bad. It's wrong. They want to destroy the nuclear family. The destruction of the nuclear family is probably the greatest reason for poverty in minority communities. And the Black Lives Matter movement wants to make that even worse. So, yeah, God bless Charles Barkley. Well, here's some breaking news, and if my wife is listening, she's going to be really upset because we had planned on taking the entire month of August and going down to our beachfront cabin in the Bahamas. You know, you didn't know that we had a beachfront condo right on the beach in the Bahamas? Yeah, we were going to spend the entire month of August down there, but here's the breaking news from CNN. All international commercial flights are banned from entering the Bahamas effective this coming Wednesday. The only exemptions are visitors from the United Kingdom, the European Union, and Canada who have tested negative. No American flights or anywhere else in the world will be allowed in the Bahamas beginning July 22nd. I hope you know I was kidding about the beachfront condo in the Bahamas. Anyway, many of you probably had plans, though, headed to the Bahamas. Beginning this Wednesday, no international flights, including from America, allowed into the Bahamas. Israel is being racked with a great deal of controversy over the COVID-19 thing. The number of cases beginning to rise again. They are seeing a slight spike in Israel. A lot of controversy about how Benjamin Netanyahu and his government are handling the COVID-19 thing. And in addition, yesterday, his trial resumed. Most of you know that Benjamin Netanyahu has been charged with graft in office. I'm trying to find fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. Those are the official charges. The trial resumed yesterday following a 2-month hiatus. Benjamin Netanyahu did not appear at the hearing. It was mostly a procedural deliberation, but the trial has begun in earnest yesterday. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing. He says the accusations are a media-orchestrated witch hunt pursued by a biased law enforcement system. And I keep mentioning this. There are a great deal of similarities between Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump. You'll remember the fiasco of the impeachment hearings. Well, Netanyahu is basically saying the same thing. It's a witch hunt and so forth. But it's serious stuff. And Benjamin Netanyahu has been a very, very, very close ally of America. I want justice to prevail. I want the truth to come out. I will readily admit, I hope the truth is that he's innocent. I like Netanyahu. But if he's guilty, I hope that will be discovered as well. I want justice, I want truth, and I hope that's what the people of Israel want as well. But it is a time of chaos in Israel. And as Scripture tells us, pray for the peace of Israel. All right, we're going to take the final break of the hour, and then we'll come back. My telephone number. And right now I've got two telephone lines, and if you will call like right now, I'll do my best to get you on before the end of the hour. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Just a few moments left. Let's go to the phones, and I've got Charles in Columbus up next. Charles, welcome.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am well, thank you.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. Thank you. Bob, you and folks like you who have that mindset about the black family being under duress, you all don't want to deal with the true issue of all this.
What do you mean What do you mean by folks?
I'm getting ready to explain.
What do you mean by folks like you?
Folks who have the same mindset as you. Folks who have the same mindset as you. Is that
okay? No. What does that mean?
That means that folks who take the mindset that you take, specifically with this issue of black family.
What is that mindset?
The rest of the black family. The thinking, Bob said. How you think? How you think? What forms your opinion on issues?
Well, I'm very deeply concerned about fatherlessness in the black community, and I would hope you would be too.
Okay. But Bob, you're approaching it from the wrong angle. The black family came under duress from day one when we were snatched up and brought over to America. The fact black family's always been under duress.
Let's go back to the 1950s. Were there more fathers in the black home in the 1950s or today? So have things gotten worse since the 1950s? We're not talking about the 1860s. What about the 1950s? Were there more fathers in the black home then or now? Have things gotten worse or better?
See, Bob, you're making my point for me. You're not dealing with the issue at hand. You're circumventing what needs to be dealt with.
Charles, I asked you a simple question. Just answer that, and then we can continue the discussion. Were things better in the 50s or today? Have things gotten better or worse since the 1950s?
Been worse. No, things have always been bad.
Charles, answer my question, please. Are things worse today or in the 1950s? If we're going to trace this back to slavery, then things should have been worse in the 1950s than today.
Let me finish what I'm going to say, Bob.
Please try to be brief.
Why don't you listen and allow me to formulate my thought?
Because I like to have a conversation, not monologues.
Okay, I don't mind a conversation, but you keep cutting me off before I can finish what I'm trying to say. I want a conversation, but if you cut somebody off when they're trying to talk, what I'm saying.
Charles, the clock is running. Please get to your point, okay?
Okay. Now, what we need to talk about, what we need to start at the beginning, like I said, the black family has always been under duress. through raping, through separation, selling members of the family. Okay, let's go after, let's get to the point where you want to get to, the 50s. First, you go through the, after the end of the Civil War, you have 100 years of Jim Crowism, where you still have families under duress, families are still being attacked, women are still being raped by white folks. I'm just going to call it the way it is. Okay, now, things progress somewhat. I grew up in a family in a neighborhood where all the parents were there. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Let me finish, Bob. My father.
Okay, Charles, I'm going to try to get one more caller in, okay? I would love to have a conversation, but it's almost impossible. But thank you again for calling. Let's go to Bob in Columbus. Bob, I wanted to give you just a little bit of time before we had to go today. Welcome.
Okay, am I on?
You are on, Bob.
Okay, what I want to say is that the breakdown of the family and the lack of education and all this stuff, those are symptoms. Black folks don't choose these to be in these situations, but those are symptoms of oppression. If you look at people all around the world who have been oppressed by white supremacy, you get the same thing. Look at the Aborigines of Australia. They were doing fine for thousands of years. Then the British went over there, and now they're in prison. They're alcoholics, all that. So people don't choose to break up their family. It's the
condition. I don't think so either. I think governments have a great deal to do with it, and I think that the welfare society that was formulated by the liberal left here in the United States has caused the decimation of the black family. The point I was trying to make with the previous caller, but he refused to listen, is that things were much better in the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s as far as the nuclear family in the black community. The more that welfare has been initiated in our country, the worse the family has been. So we can't use the excuse of the oppression of 400 years when things were far better in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. Things have gotten worse in the black family since the welfare system birthed in the 1960s. Bob, hey, call again. We'll have a further conversation, all right? And folks, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.